Five Geeks, Five Opinions, One Podcast, Nerdgasm Noir Network, where we do nerd shit.
Hello, and welcome to Nerdgasm Noir Network. This is JP, and with me today, I have Maria and Mel. Hey, ladies.
Hello.
How is everyone doing?
I'm good.
Pretty great. Feel fantastic.
Okay. I thought y'all was going to give me some rah-rah.
Like, totally for sure, JP. I am, like, so good right now.
See, okay. I thought maybe it was just it's just whoever decides to host the show, y'all be have ass on. Okay, I understand. Whatever.
I feel like I gave that at least 75%. Like, a little judged, but okay. Okay.
But anyway, welcome to the show. Thank you for all the donations, whether you donated a tweet or you donated money. Thank you. If you want to find out how you can donate money or tweets, check out our site at nergasmnoir.net, NERGDASMNOIRE.net. You can follow us on all of the social networks such as Twitter, Google+, Tumblr, I guess Facebook. I mean, if you still use that and stuff.
the old world social media.
The old world. Oh, we also have an Instagram account, so you can follow us on there also. And you can download our show either by subscribing to our RSS feed, iTunes, or even Stitcher Radio. And if you want to leave us a nice nifty voicemail telling us how much you like the show, or if you don't, I mean, if you don't like the show, then something is wrong. But anyway, you can leave a voicemail at 312-574-0591. So I guess we can go into feedback. All right, so we got some feedback on our last show, episode 205, Panther in the Hive Review. And we got a tweet from the author, Olivia A. Cole, Twitter handle, Ranting Owl. And she said, I just listened to this podcast and was dying laughing for 70% of it. Thank you for reviewing, ladies. Again, thank you for reviewing. I had such a good time listening. And when the sequel is out, you ladies can't expect free copies. See, that's love right there. Because
yes,
we love free books.
You do.
We really do. I already have too many books that I already bought and I haven't even started reading them yet. But yet I keep collecting more books. So, yeah.
And you know, guys, if you want to like send us like free stuff to review, we're totally into it.
Totally.
Unless it's animal porn, then we're not.
No, not at all.
So no dinosaur porn, you know?
Maybe none of that werehedgehog shit. Like, no.
But you said animal. I mean, what about reptile? What about you know?
No, it was so you can species erotica.
You can send that to JP.
Yeah. She'll review it on a very special episode of another podcast.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know why they hate it. They probably would read it themselves. They trying to play like they won't. Whatever. and then we got another tweet about our show, episode 205. Huh. At Black Girl Geeky. I wonder who this is.
Oh, wow, that's a totally random new person that's giving us feedback. Woo!
If you didn't know, that's male. hey, so I forgot, but Mascara by Jasmine Sullivan kept playing in my head for Tasha's early scenes in Panther in the Hive. You know what? I really think that does fit. That song really does fit.
Yeah, that's pretty excellent.
Yeah. So some more feedback from Twitter. So we got comment from a Dust Daughter at Dust Daughter. So happy that Enda, so if you don't know, Enda is a friend of the show and our friend. And you can find her on Twitter at Enda's Corner. So happy that Enda gave the ladies of Nergasm Noir so much shine. I'll be mad as fuck when they get left off all the other black podcast lists.
Aww. Yes, this is referring to something Enda wrote for XO Jane about podcasts by black women who give her life. And she listed us as number one.
Yay!
Because Enda is the best person.
I feel so loved. Because, like, honestly, you know, some of these lists, speaking for myself, I'm like, oh, we'll never make one of those lists because I still don't believe people listen to us, but our friends.
Nobody knows who we are except for the people who already know who we are.
Right. That's why, look, like, we average, like, maybe, see, I was surprised by this. We average maybe, like, 100 to 200 downloads. So I'm assuming that each of our friends downloads at least 5 times.
Rich, thanks, guys.
Right. Yeah. Thank you.
Your dedication means everything.
But that is it for feedback. If you want to send us more feedback, you can go to our site, nergasmnoir.net, and send us feedback through our comment page, or tweet at us on Twitter. So next is Nerdtastic News.
Yay. Okay. So first for Nerdtastic News, kind of I'm a little bit on the fence about this one. So Ava DuVernay will not be directing Black Panther movie. Like, I've heard for months off and on, like, she is, she isn't, she is, she totally is, she really is going to do it. But then on the 4th, for her Independence Day and for Essence weekend or festival, she decided to announce that she wasn't. She said that she did sit down with the execs, and they just had different visions for Black Panther. So that's kind of weird. It's not, but she's like, you know, their vision is totally cool or whatever. She's going to be in line to watch it. But you know how you just read between the lines or some shit. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the fuck they plan on doing for Black Panther. I'm going to still watch it. I don't know who's directing. I'm a little scared. Don't know, guys.
Yeah, it kind of makes me want to side eye it.
Yeah. I just don't fuck up Black Panther. Like, who else? Like, are we getting John Singleton? I can't think of that many black directors. If you go to Spike Lee, I'm going to be mad. Like, I don't know if I'll be mad. Like, off the top of my head, but that's because I don't know many directors. So there's also that.
I don't think they've talked about having signed up anybody else yet, have they?
I didn't say anything about signing anybody else. I just, guys, listen, just Marvel, don't fuck this up, okay? Like, don't let this be your new storm. Don't do it.
I would really hate it for Chadwick Boseman for this not to be good, because he is such a great actor.
I might even watch Get On Up so I can see him. Even though I'm not a fan. I have feelings about James Brown. Okay, so...
No, that's fair.
She did have a pilot that didn't get picked up.
I want to see it so bad.
Huh?
I want to see it so bad.
They did... It was it was on CBS called For Justice. It didn't get picked up. I guess they shopped it the week that the events in Baltimore happened, like the uprising in Baltimore. So protesting and felt maybe it was a little too on the nose. I don't know. So that got thrown out. But I would say at least I'm happy that, you know, she walked away and Marvel didn't make the huge mistake of pushing her away. Because I don't know. So that's that on that one, guys. We still have to watch the Black Panther movie, though, because it's the Black Panther.
Well, yeah. Also, Chadwick Boseman is in it.
Exactly. And better news, though, Michael K. Williams, Mabu Omar from The Wire, and Chalky from Boardwalk Empire is going to be in Assassin's Creed and Ghostbusters. I have no idea what Assassin's Creed is, so...
You never played Assassin's Creed?
I've never played anything.
I haven't played it either, but I know what it is.
Okay, this is Melissa right now. So, anything game-related, she automatically blocks out her brain.
Oh. I hear a white noise right now, and I'm talking. I don't know, but apparently my boo is in it, so maybe I will read the synopsis. That's what it's called now. And find out, because...
That is not what it's called.
It's what it's called now. I told you we're reclaiming the word. We're taking it back from science. But I am super excited to see him in Ghostbusters, because I want to see who he's going to be with. Like, what's going to... Okay, yeah, who he's going to be with. I don't care. Because that's the one, not the male one, that Sony decided we needed because we had a femme one. Which, okay, girls. So, it's going to be the one with Kristen Wiig and Melissa McCarthy and Leslie Jones.
Yes.
To allow to grow on me at some point.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, I'm excited. Like, his character for Ghostbusters is being kept under wraps. So, I don't know. Michael K. Williams is like a really good actor.
He's fantastic.
Yeah, I loved him, and I loved him in Bessie too. Like, just
yeah,
I love what he brings.
There's nothing I haven't loved him in.
I can't promise that I'm going to watch Assassin's Creed. Like, there are a buttload of movies I have to watch before that, anyway.
So you're not going to watch your bae?
That's the thing. Maybe I'll just look at his clips on YouTube.
I mean, because if you don't watch your bae, you know he's no longer your bae anymore.
Always my bae. I told you my list is long. All right. So Michael K. Williams is doing that. And I guess that's it for Nerdtastic News. There is, I don't know, you guys want me to, about Faison Love? Can I do it?
Who?
Okay. I told you who Faison Love was earlier. This is ridiculous.
I mean, you said some words, but I don't, they didn't, who?
Only reason I'm calling it Nerdtastic is because it was on Twitter. And anything that happens on Twitter can technically be called a nerd thing because it's on Twitter. For people who don't know, okay, I'll make this real quick because I don't want to get too deep into the Cosby thing. But of course, the news about Cosby came out recently. And certain people, like your girl Jill Scott, has done a 180, you know, a my bad, you know, I was wrong, guys. Sorry! Faison Love, however, decided to double write the fuck down. And blew up on Twitter. And what is became pretty historic. All caps, yelling at people, we're all monkeys, and
what?
Yeah, we should be defending Bill Cosby because, you know, Martin Luther King Jr. I don't know.
What?
Yeah, okay. This is like the second time when Bill Cosby news came up that he went on this kind of create, you know, weird rant and calling people monkeys and n-words and everything. Wow. So, like, that's why when she was like, oh, Faison Love is acting out on Twitter about Bill Cosby, and I was just like, again?
I didn't see the first time.
Oh, yeah. The first time, it was pretty much some of the same that you're seeing now.
Like, he kept tweeting black and white pictures of Martin Luther King being arrested.
Are you serious? What does that have to do with anything?
Like,
nothing at all.
He for some reason, he has this whole thing that is conspiracy to dirty Bill Cosby's good name and blah, blah, blah. The only thing you need to know about Faison Love is that he is anti-woman. So, I'm not surprised that he would rather defend Bill Cosby no matter how much evidence, how many victims, how convincing the evidence and the stories. He doesn't care because he will rep for a man no matter how much harm or damage he did to other women.
Yeah. Which is, The twist, though, for me was that he also went in a little bit about BET Awards, but BET was the last entity that I knew that hired him, so I guess he just doesn't like his money. I don't know.
What does he do?
He was a guest star on The Real Husbands of Hollywood.
Yeah, I mean, he's supposed to be a comedian, but like he doesn't really do a lot of stand up anymore.
He's the fat black guy in the movie. Like yeah. There's fat black sure guy that he
I just had to make sure he wasn't Donald Faison.
No.
Oh God no. No.
Oh God no. No no no.
Donald no better. Donald no.
No. No. No, this is Faison love. He has nothing to do with Donald Faison.
Okay, okay.
Ooh, I got a little worked up just thinking about it.
Right.
Get outside himself.
Donald
like
Faison probably sitting there mad now. He's like, I feel something, a disturbance in the force.
Okay, but that's it for nerdtastic news, guys.
All right, so now we're on to our Black Owned Business of the Week. Take it away, Maria. Did we lose Maria?
Sorry, guys. I was on mute. I didn't realize it. But I was saying Black Owned Business this week is pretty much dedicated to Enda Lauren, starting with the fabulous article she wrote for XO Jane. These five podcasts led by Black women keep me company and give me life. So, as we said earlier, she mentioned us as number one. And she says she must start with a disclaimer because we're actually friends, which is true. But she goes on to talk about our show, and like how we discuss Black-owned businesses, pop culture, larger societal issues, which we'll be doing tonight, too. She talks also about our anime squeeze, live tweeting anime shows, interviews, panel sessions, we go to cons, all that stuff. So, you know, it's just a really nice write-up for everybody. She gives everybody a shout-out to also our other gigs as well. And also, going on the Enda's Corner kick tonight, we're also shouting out her show, her music show, Black Swan Collective on Mixcloud. So every other week, Enda puts up a show on Mixcloud, Black Swan Collective, you can just Google it. And debuting music that she likes. And it's definitely some stuff you may have heard, some stuff I know you haven't heard, but it's all good quality stuff. You should check it out. And then also, Enda is doing her own show with Dee Dee, who's also known as Dust Daughter on Twitter. And so they just put out the first episode. You can find it on Podmatic. It's called Black Girl Squee. So girls in singular and then squee with two E's. So it's the first episode, so they're just introducing themselves, talk about what's squee-worthy news. So they go over like Brie Newsome, you know, the hero who went up and got that flag down. They go over the new Janet Jackson, which is totally fire, Misty Copeland, who was awesome, Rihanna, who was awesome, Ava DuVernay, who we all love. They also cover What Happens, Miss Simone, which is a movie about Nina Simone on Netflix. And Bessie, the HBO film, which was just totally fantastic. So you can check them out at blackgirlsquee.podmatic.com. On to the main topic.
All right. So I think maybe... Okay, so what do you guys want to talk about? Do y'all want to get the Bill Cosby thing out the way since we kind of already mentioned it a little bit?
Fine with me.
Yeah.
Okay, so... So there has been some uproar in the news, I think yesterday and today, where there was a disposition released from 2005 where Bill Cosby admitted to giving women drugs in order to have sex with them, i.e. rape. So if you didn't know, drugging someone to make them less likely to say no to you, that's rape.
Right, and not just culturally, not just our opinion, but also legally, that is rape.
That is rape to the third degree. That's rape to third degree. Like, that's a whole bunch of rape.
And see, we wouldn't even know all this, but they released, like, the records. Right? And part of the reason why they released these papers is because of Bill Cosby's whole respectability politics bullshit that he'd been selling for so long, setting himself up as a moral icon, so they felt like the public had a right to know about the rapes he was doing.
The rape did rape, rape, rape. Like, if you don't like me saying rape a lot, then stop saying that drugging someone is not rape. Just saying. If you don't want to admit it's rape, I'm going to say rape as many times as possible so you get it into your head. If you do something, i.e. drug someone, block someone from leaving, or anything to force consent or where they are unable to give consent, it is rape. If you keep hounding someone over and over again, pretty much trying to convince them to have sex with you when they do not want to, hello.
It's rape, you guys.
So let's just get that clear. All right. Is there anything else we need to say about this? Because people seem, especially on Twitter, seem to not know what rape is.
Well, also you have those people who are holdouts, like, well, we don't have all the evidence. We only have like 30 women who are telling the same damn story. But, you know, bitches be lying.
Wait. Do they not know what evidence in the court of law is? Guess what? Victim testimony is evidence.
Well, you know, they're so deep in the rape culture that they won't believe it until Cosby says it himself. And even then,
they're still like, maybe not.
Right? Are you sure?
Well, two other ones that I forgot to, well, I didn't forget, I just remembered, to mention, Whoopi and Raven Simone. If you guys ever watched The View, which I personally, if I watched, I would only watch it to see Rosie Perez get them all together. But Whoopi and Raven are like, I guess at this point, if you're a fence center, you're a defender. Like, I hate to be that way sometimes, but honestly, if you're the person that says, we're waiting for more evidence, just say that you're defending them. Like, don't make it seem like you're impartial or anything like that. Like, there's a deposition now. So you, it's just okay to give an opinion.
Right. Be real about your shit.
It was okay before, but now it's super okay. But apparently, I don't know. I guess I was a little, I was going to say I was a little shocked by Whoopi. I just keep, like, Faith on Love is Faith on Love. Who gives a fuck? Right? And Whoopi at this point has turned herself into who gives a fuck, and that makes me so sad. Like, she used to make so much sense to me, but then I don't know if it was like when she started doing The View or shortly after she did Blackface with Ted Danson, but she just stopped making fucking sense. Like,
Whoopi prizes white male humanity above everybody else, for one. And she feels especially like if she knows somebody, then they couldn't possibly be a bad person.
Like, she has been defending men who honestly is a lot of proof that they have raped. Like, Roman Polanski.
Yeah,
she defended him.
She defended Mel Gibson for not being a racist. She said Rachel Dolezal could be black if she wanted. It's just certain things like this. Like, there's a whole sort of impact that happens with something like this. Of course, there's the initial impact where it's gradual. And then, you know, you got family lines are drawn and awkward conversations need to happen around the table. But then it's also like you see your faves or who used to be your faves 20 years ago. And this light, like, it's just like, oh my God. Okay.
Yeah. It's look, I figured that, since that Ted Danson thing, Whoopi Goldberg is full of shit. Since that whole situation, I was like, she's full of shit. So I just kind of moved on from there.
I forgave her though. Like, I forgave her. I looked into my heart and then she proved that I really shouldn't have forgiven.
Right. Oh, yeah. Someone in the chat mentioned that she also defended Woody.
Woody Allen.
Yeah.
Fucking ass. Whoopi, come on! Damn it. Well, turn this car around. Get her up. Maybe we need to do a campaign, because clearly The View is fucking her up. Like,
no, I think just The View is just highlighting that all of the fucked up shit that she believes in, it's just highlighting. Before that, you really didn't get a lot of insight to her inner thoughts. But now you get to see it full and raw, and you realize, oh my god, oh my god, that's all you can say. That's really all you can say. And I don't know if I want to blame this on her being famous or not, because there's a lot of people that have the same thought pattern. It's really just feel like it's just another form of privilege, because they have this idea that if you do everything right, bad stuff won't happen to you. Especially, right. This is just another aspect of a rape culture, because yeah. She's defending all of these men and saying it's not really their fault, because they had no control, because apparently these women and girls threw themselves at them or some bullshit like that.
Right, I guess men are just animals.
Right, as if men had no control over themselves. And honestly, like, for men that believe in this type of idea that men have no control, like, really, do you really want to believe that about yourself? Do you think so low of yourself that you feel like you're an animal and you have no self-control, no decency? Do you really want that? Do you really want to be treated like an animal? Because really? You're a grown person and you're saying that you can't have any self-control at all. And you expect women to trust you. You expect other men who don't have that same thinking to trust you. Like, for real? Do you really think I'm supposed to give you the benefit of the doubt?
Well, then you get mad when women don't trust you.
Exactly. So if you're an animal, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to sit there and run around with tigers and bears, oh my, and say, well, even though they might kill me, let me give them the benefit of the doubt and trust that they won't eat me right now if they were starving. Hell no. If I see a tiger, I am going to politely backtrack my ass away. So if you want to be an animal man who believe in rape culture and that men can't freaking control themselves, that they can't not rape women, then guess what? Expect me to, when I see you down the street, to back the fuck up or get ready to stab you in the neck. Because if you're an animal, then I'm going to treat you like an animal. And when you have an animal that's trying to kill you, you put it down. That's it for me.
Yes. And guess what I just saw? R. Kelly says Bill Cosby is a pervert that belongs in jail.
Girl, done. I'm done.
Men lie, women lie, but 20 women don't lie, said R. Kelly, speaking on how over 20 women came out saying Bill Cosby assaulted them.
There's more than 20 women!
Well, they said over.
But yeah, but when it's in the 40, isn't that like 40 though?
Well, it was R. Kelly who said 20, so, you know, come on.
Listen. R. Kelly was on tape with an underage girl, and he says,
I know a rapist when I see it.
But
did he say that?
Yeah. Sir, he look in the mirror, so.
Full stop. Did R. Kelly really say, I know a rapist when I see it?
Okay, this is from a website called Love That News, so unless it's like a joke website, yeah.
If it's a joke website, then that is the most.
It has to be a joke website. Yeah, I can't.
Because, like, honestly, if you ask people who've been in Chicago.
Yeah, this is a parody news site.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, guys.
Because the next article is Bow Wow earning $165 a day as an Uber driver in Atlanta.
Thank goodness.
Because
R. Kelly cannot even utter those words out his mouth, because everybody who lives in Chicago for a long, long time has heard about the stories. And even with all those stories about him sitting outside of high schools waiting on young girls, yet no one ain't snatched his ass up yet.
Well, married a 17.
Come on now, come through with it, man.
Low key, I understand that it's a parody site. There's no way that could happen. But I might buy that Bow Wow makes $165 a day to an Uber.
$165 a day ain't bad.
It's not. Like, would you want to be driven around by Bow Wow? You get to hear about him and Erica Mena and their wedding plans and their blended family. Oh, I would enjoy that.
His 106 and Park days.
Oh.
So, yeah. But here's a disclaimer. And you know what? If there are people listening to this show and you feel like this Bill Cosby thing is an attack on black men, tweet at me. You know what? You can even email me.
Guys, don't do it. It's just going to hurt your feelings. Don't do it.
You know, you can email me, jp.fairfield@gmail.com. Email me. Tell me how this is an affront to black men. Please do it. Tweet me. I am at ISTIS, ISITIS. Come. Tell me.
Hashtag not all men.
Hashtag turn on your location.
Right. Please. Please tell me how Bill Cosby is still innocent and that he didn't do it, or that, oh, these women should not have took the drugs. Please, please tweet at me or email me that. So I need to know who you are.
And then, you know, in the paper they released about this case he had in the settlement, he wanted to make part of the settlement the money that the woman would get to be contingent upon her GPA at a university. He was saying that if she didn't have a 3.0 at a university, she wouldn't get the money.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, that was on BuzzFeed. That was in the document. So, he wanted her to have to earn her money from her rapist.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nope, can't do it.
All right. Is there anything anybody else wanted to say
before about we move this, on? Or can we make another thing before? I don't know if she's coming in.
Well, let's move on and talk about Magic Mike then.
Okay.
So I saw Magic Mike, and I feel like it was the best movie ever.
It was so awesome.
They finally gave us what we want. I don't care about no goddamn storyline. I just want nice, fine looking man, body rolling to some hot music. That's it. That's all I want. And you gave me that Magic Mike double extra large. Gave me that.
So I went to go see Magic Mike at a screening, just a few days before it came out. And so typically when they do screenings, they have like a radio station or a TV station sponsoring it or something, and they'll give away prizes, right? So this time they gave away some prizes, and then next, the guy who was like hosting that little part was like, so do you want me to take off my shirt? Right? And like, me and my friend were like, well, I mean, you can keep it on though. And then at that point, he was like, do you want this guy to take off his shirt? And up stands this gorgeous dude who's like, oh, got like he's got like that man bun that's working for him, right? And he's nice and like brown and everything. And so he takes his shirt off and it's just like perfect, right? And then he's like giving lap dances to someone in the audience. And then there's another dude like in the front of the theater who's doing the same thing. So everybody was like prepped and ready to go once the movie came on.
Okay, so I was surprised to see that Twitch, so he was the dancer that was on the show, So You Think You Can Dance, who is a really good dancer, and it was nice seeing him barely clothed, because, oh my God. Woo, boy, don't do it.
or, you know, just don't stop doing it.
Right. and Michael Staten.
I don't even know what his last name is. Strahan.
Either way, that dude with that freaking gap in his tooth. Oh, my God. Bolly rolling for the gods. Oh, my God. Hold on. I need a moment. I'm watching that movie again.
It is so good. I would absolutely pay to see it again. Actually, I am going on Sunday to see it again with a bunch of people.
I want to see it again. So
you really need to go with, like, your friends and take some alcohol with you. Man. It's hilarious too. It's so funny.
It's so funny. It was a really good time just watching the movie. It was funny. You got to see dancing. You got to see some half-naked menses. You got to see Jada Pinkett being a goddamn boss.
She was such a boss.
Look, I ain't gonna trip. Jada Pinkett, she could have pulled me in that movie, and I'd be like, wait, couldn't she have hold pulled? On. Woman. Oh, you don't have to stop.
Like, if you didn't want to be with her, you wanted to be her, or maybe even both.
Right. Just took turns being her and being with her. It was just like, I was like, go, Jada, go. That's why Will is smitten with you.
So. And see, like, what makes the movie so fun is it has a lot of heart. Like, every character has their own thing that they're going through. You know, they're going from Miami to Myrtle Beach to perform at the stripper convention, which is the name. And so it's kind of like a road trip movie, and they're all trying to, like, discover what they're going to do next or whatever. They all have different tastes. They all really love each other. And there's none of that kind of no homo or pause bullshit. Like, right. They're totally comfortable with themselves.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so it was a tweet on, I wish I remember who was the username of the person who tweeted this, but they were saying that the one thing they noticed about Magic Mike was that it was a movie about men who got pleasure from making women happy.
Yes. That's definitely a theme of the movie. They say more than once, you know, ask her what she wants and then give it to her. And they talk about, you know, trying to get one of the characters' smile back. And that's definitely what they give to the audience in the movie. You're just smiling ear to ear.
Right. And it didn't feel contrived or anything. It was like they genuinely wanted, you know, they enjoy making women happy or, you know, giggle and stuff like that. That, you know, that making women happy was making them happy. And that was made clear throughout the movie. It wasn't a point to a certain end or anything. It was just they genuinely enjoyed what they did. And the bonus was that, you know, you had a happy woman who was appreciating their talent.
Right. And then also, it was, there's some been various discussions about, you know, the kind of how comfortable they were with just being themselves. And again, like I was saying, none of that homophobia bullshit. Mm-hmm. And you can see that in, like, some of the routines they do. Mm-hmm. Particularly Big Dick Richie's routine. Like, his whole thing is he just wants to get married and find that one person who can handle him. So, like, his whole routine is about, like, meeting this girl and sipping her off her feet, getting married and stuff. And then he puts her in the swing and things get wild.
Oh, man. Oh, that man. Oh. Ooh. Oh, and he got a little gray in his hair. Oh my god.
Yes. Oh. I'm just waiting for him to come back to Dragon Con.
Yeah.
Someday.
Yeah. So, like, okay, even Donald Glover couldn't ruin this movie.
I know. Amazing. I forgot he was in it.
I know. It was just, okay, so me and Jamie went together, and it was so funny because the part where Donald, because I forget that he was supposed to be in a movie, so when he showed up on screen, it was so funny because me and her was like, oh, come on, because we had a high, like, it was like in the middle of movie, and we had such a high from the first half of the movie, and then Donald Glover came and he was like deflated a little bit. Then he was like, you know what, fuck this dude, move out the way, let me see my dude work it out on the floor. So,
and some of these moves they pull, like the stuff you do, you're like, oh my god, I didn't know you could do that.
Oh my god. Okay, y'all need to see this movie for the last routine of the movie that stars Twitch and Channing Tatum. So let's just say synchronized thrusting. Just saying. Yeah. Synchronized thrusting people.
And, you know, like, through the movie, you're wondering, okay, is this stripper convention real? And how do I go?
Oh, my God. I was like, is this really a thing?
Now, I read stuff like the extras in the movie, mm-hmm. which, oh, my God, I'm so jealous. Like, they got to be paid to be there. But they're like, all the reactions were real. And then also, Jada Pinkett Smith's role as Rome was originally written for a man. They originally wanted Jamie Foxx to play that role. Mm-hmm. But it didn't work out, so they got it for Jada.
Yeah. You know what? Now that I think about the movie, you wouldn't have never known that that role was originally supposed to be for a man. I mean, of course, she probably added some stuff to it, but that Jada was...
She owned it.
So.
Definitely yeah. Go see Magic Mike twice. You're going to want to see it twice.
Right. I know people was asking, well, do I have to see Magic Mike 1? No, you don't. You really don't.
This is not Lord of the Rings.
Right. Okay? This is not Lord of... Thank you, Maria. No, you pretty much can get an idea of what happened, Magic Mike. I mean, if you want to watch the first one, you can. I suggest you just fast forward and look at all the routines, because they tried to put a story in Magic Mike 1 and nobody was feeling that. So
story about like depression, drug use.
Right.
What?
Like, what? We don't care. Let's just have a story about male entertainers having a road trip. Thank you. Thank you, Magic Mike. Extra, extra large. Thank you. All right. What do we got next to talk about?
Melissa?
Next, I guess we'll talk about... Do you want to go to Rihanna, or do you want to go how Jamie killed another phone?
I do need the details on how she killed her phone, because she said it was alive, so I'm not sure what's going on.
Okay, so I think how Jamie killed her phone is if somehow... She said it flew out her hand into the toilet, but she probably dropped it in the toilet, so...
So either she dropped her phone, killing it, or it committed suicide?
Because it knew what was going to happen.
It knew what was going to happen. I mean, this is the longest she ever had a phone without killing it, but we knew it was going to happen eventually. We knew. So,
I will remember you.
Will you remember me? Don't let the world pass by. I forget what the next word
was. The memories. But yeah. Again, there are some waterproof phones out there.
Definitely Androids are, so.
Yeah. Yeah. She needs to just
come on back.
Come on back to the waterproof. Now, she would have dropped, you know, because I have the Galaxy S5. She would have dropped that in the toilet. It would have been fine because mine's waterproof. So.
Y'all might need to trade.
No.
I mean, what? For just a few cents a day, you could sponsor a waterproof app.
Yeah. Do Apple not sell waterproof phones?
If they do, they cost $1 million.
Yeah. A million.
Like, yeah, a million.
And just in case it doesn't work, you still have to buy a whole new phone. There's no insurance for it. So, oopsies.
All right. So, I guess we can talk a little bit about the Rihanna Bitch Better Have My Money video. So, Dee wrote a post about it on NerdgasNoir.net. Because white women tears were flowing. Talk about this video is not feminist. And I don't remember Rihanna ever saying that this video was supposed to be feminist.
Nope.
I don't remember her ever saying that she was a feminist. So why are we having 100 million think pieces about how this video is not feminist? is a revenge fantasy video.
Right. And I love D's title for it. It's called Bitch Better Have My Intersectional Feminism and Shut the Fuck Up About My Video.
It's the best title.
Right. It is the best title.
And okay, so when I first saw the video, I knew it was going to be White Woman Tears Everywhere, because the person that they kidnapped was a witch white lady. I was like, oh my God, they are going to bitch so much about this goddamn video. Because they're going to say, well, how come she didn't just kidnap the white guy and blah, blah, blah. She was trying to get her money back. And the person who came in the elevator wasn't the white dude. It was the wife. So she kidnapped the wife to demand that the dude give back her money.
Right. Kidnaps her. Has her swinging from the ceiling for a bit. Like, just on a road trip in the back of the trunk, like.
Right. And also, so in the chat room, Inda makes a point that, well, she says someone made a point that we don't know if the white woman wasn't complacent in the theft. Because she could have been in on it, too. We don't know.
She was at least benefiting from the money the dude stole.
Right. And she at least knew where to find a dude, where to maybe find his bank accounts or blah, blah, Skippy. We don't know. We just know that the lady got on the elevator, Rihanna kidnapped her to demand information and her money back from the white dude. And he didn't seem too concerned about his wife, because he was sitting there spending the money, getting drunk with women in his bed. So,
he didn't seem that concerned.
Right. So, we thought he would be concerned. Why don't y'all talk about how that's, you know, but whatever. Y'all want to talk about Rihanna
not being feminist.
Right. Talk about, listen. Like, why did she have to do violence, sexualized violence on a woman? Like, and honestly, if it was a black woman or another woman of color, y'all would not say shit.
Oh no, there would not be half as many think pieces, if that.
Right, nothing at all. So
I mean, and what was it? Oh, I love how she labeled like the weapons. Like ruin my credit. That's great.
Cheater.
Yes.
So. And honestly, like, this was her revenge fantasy, because her accountant really did screw up her money and cheated her.
So, back in 2009.
Yeah.
So, I don't blame her. I would have made this video, too.
Right.
Because he screwed her out of millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. And got to keep it.
Yep. So, my long story short, shut the fuck up. Like, honestly, yeah, I want to critique every you know what, every time it's a black woman who makes a video, y'all want to dissect if she's feminist or not. But lo and behold, like, you got Miley Cyrus, you have Madonna, you have all these other white female artists who does these videos that I don't understand how y'all can see as feminists, and y'all sitting there clapping and cheering for it. Because y'all do this all the time. So every time Rihanna, Beyonce, or Nicki Minaj does something, it's a million one think pieces about how it's not feminist enough. You know what? Fuck you. You know what? No one cares. You are not the gauge. You are not the gatekeeper of what feminist is, because honestly, y'all barely know what feminist is yourself, because your own definition always includes yourself and excludes anyone who's not like you. So you're not that feminist yourself. So
right,
fuck the shit.
And it's only feminist when it's divorced from blackness, right?
Yep.
If it's only feminist when white women are doing it, but suddenly Rihanna's doing it, and the white woman is in danger, so it's really her safety that we should all be prioritizing.
What? Right.
No.
And the thing is, in this video, Rihanna is prioritizing her own safety and welfare. because they snatched all her money. So she's going to do whatever it takes to get her money back. And it so happened that it was a white couple, a white man, a white woman, who screwed her over. So she decided to screw, fuck them up back. So
the woman, by the way, is alive at the end of the video.
Exactly.
So, not sure what happened to the dog, though. I'm sure Rihanna took care of it somehow.
So, and honestly, when you think about it, for black women, there is no difference between oppression from a white woman or a white man. Because y'all both try to oppress us and fuck us over time after time. So honestly, this video, us not being concerned with the white woman's safety, not being concerned about her precious feelings, I was cool with it. Because y'all never prioritize our safety above y'all fifis.
Right. And the safety of white women is often used as an excuse to attack blackness. We've seen it before historically in various race riots. And you see it a lot now with the mythical black male suspect.
Yeah, so I'm kind of over all these think pieces. Just stop it. Think about why you have a need to think piece this, but you don't think piece anything criticizing Lily Allen, Miley Cyrus, Madonna, Lady Gaga,
Amy Schumer.
Amy fucking Schumer.
Sarah, what's her last name?
Oh, the comedian?
Yeah.
Oh, Silverman?
Yes, Sarah Silverman. I don't see y'all dissect shit she does. Oh, it's not really a joke. She's just being ironic. Really? She's being ironic? So playing out how racism actually plays out is her being ironic?
Yeah.
Okay. Bitch, no.
It's a thing.
No, not at all.
No, it's not a thing.
Are you sure? I think it's a thing.
Yeah. I'm just kind of over it and done with it. So, y'all could think piece. You know what? Why don't y'all write a think piece about y'all sitting down and shutting up?
I really feel like Jen wants to say think piece this ass.
Really? I really do. Right. Y'all need to think piece. Shutting your goddamn mouth. That's what you need to do. You need to think peace. The reason why you so anti-black. You need to think peace. A reason why you feel like you are the beholder of everything that is feminism. When you can't even ride for anybody who's not white and female. And maybe upper middle class. Because Lord knows y'all fuck over poor white women almost as much. So what the fuck? Why are you here? What is your feminism? Because your feminism looks a little shaky from here.
Mm-hmm. And the title of the piece that Dee wrote for Nerdgasm refers to a blog post that was written a few years ago. By Red Light Voices on Twitter. I haven't seen her around in a while. But she wrote this piece a couple of years ago. And her real name is Flavia Dosden. And it was called My Feminism Will Be Intersectional or It Will Be Bullshit. So that's what that's kind of calling back to.
Right. And that is a great, great, great article. So y'all should read that too. All right, ladies. It looks about that time. Is there anything else we want to discuss?
Melissa?
I'm trying to think. The summer is like a slow month.
I'm sorry, what?
I said summer is like a slow month.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess if we don't have anything else to say, we can start to end the show. So, time to wrap up this episode of Nergas Noir. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Nergas Noir. You can also follow us ladies on Twitter as well. Check out Jamie at The Lady of the Edge, me at Istis. You can find Kia at The Last Arm Melissa is at Black Girl Geeky, and Marie is at underscore Roxy underscore. And last but not least, Deanna at Nani Cool J. So thanks for listening and see y'all next week.
Bye.